welcome to the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Mother, hi!
Daughter!
Oh my God, I haven't seen you in months!
I hardly recognize you. I mean, this is probably about the longest...
Without, not on the air. I've seen you off the air in the real world.
In the real world.
Because not everybody believes that we really interact in the real world.
No, but
right?
We do.
It's just a fake relationship.
It is. You're not even my daughter. It has been a good 5 weeks since we have been here together.
Sorry I missed your first week back.
Well, I was sorry too.
Really fun photo shoot. We can talk a little bit about that later. But I think we need to dig right in to the big news. And to your surprising involvement in the news.
I made the Wall Street Journal.
You made the Wall Street Journal. I've been trying to make the Wall Street Journal, you know, my whole career.
Yeah, well, you tell first what the article is about.
All right, well, here's the headline that is relevant to our Twin Cities listeners and interesting to anyone who follows retail. So we've told you that Southdale is getting a major overhaul. If you've been there recently, you've probably seen some of the signs up and the dust and heard the construction crews. Simon Properties, which has the clout and the wherewithal to bring every designer brand in town, has been promising that they were going to do a luxury wing with like 20 high-end and luxury retailers.
Right.
Last night, they finally announced the first wave. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here they are. Gucci.
Oh, thank God. I've been waiting for them.
Moncler. The, you know, puffer jacket, the $1,700 puffer jacket, which actually Melly has been carrying that brand at the Galleria for years.
You know
yes.
What? I didn't know that.
Max Mara, Breitling watches. Okay, so those are four that are new to the Twin Cities. First to market, coming to Southdale later this year. Then here's the kind of dishy part.
Yeah.
Burberry. Now, I do not, because this news came out last night at about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I knew it was coming, but they wouldn't give me all the specifics. I have not yet been able to pose the question. I'm going to guess that Burberry is not going to keep a store at Mall of America and open at Southdale. I could be wrong. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Burberry has been the one, well, not one, I mean, really one of the most luxury shops at Mall of America for years and years.
And it was supposed to be a whole area.
Well, exactly. It opened at a time when Mall of America was promising a big luxury upgrade that never really fully materialized. Yeah. And it just sort of hangs there on its own in the wing down where Bloomingdale's used to be, but isn't. Anyway, Burberry's opening at Southdale. That's what we can confirm. Also, a Rolex shop. And here are a couple others that are jumping over. Tory Burch.
Yes,
from
we
Southdale.
Talked about that last week.
Yep, mm-hmm. That one was already announced. Kate Spade, also at Southdale and Mall of America. So we'll see what their plans are. But Kate Spade, New York, confirmed for Southdale. And Coach, and here's a fun fact for those who know the trivia. Mom, is this the first time that Coach has been at Southdale?
At Southdale? No, they just closed not that long ago.
Exactly, Mother. Yeah. You are right.
I know I'm right.
Back and forth.
And still at Galleria.
Do you remember?
Is that going to stay?
That's what we'll have to find out. Yeah. We'll sort it all out on Monday. There'll be a part two. But this is the news that was confirmed last night. But Coach at a time had stores at both. They did have a store at Southdale. Then they opened a Galleria. They had both. So we'll see what they're planning to do now. So all of this was released at 9 o'clock because Southdale, their ownership, Simon Property Group, had done a big interview with the Wall Street Journal.
With Kate King of the Wall Street Journal.
That story was released online last night, and it's in the Saturday Wall Street Journal. The headline is, I don't want to mess this up. The headline is, a $400 million bet says this is the mall of the future. That's the story in the Wall Street Journal. Talks a lot about lifetime investing at Southdale and sort of how David Simon, the CEO, thinks that malls are still a great bet. He said, malls are resilient as hell. And then as you read on in this piece, all of a sudden you come to a quote from none other than Harmony Kaplan. What the heck are you doing in this story, mother?
And if you go down a little further,
yeah,
then you'll find another thing about me. But here's the interesting thing. Kate King.
Yes.
Through our mutual, well, she's not a friend of Natalie Bushell, but they...
The Wall Street Journal reporter was working with Natalie Bush as a representative of Lifetime.
Right.
She is the marketing director.
Yes.
And she was working with her on the story.
And Natalie, she wanted to talk to somebody who maybe was old enough that they remembered back when the mall was open and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she called me and asked me if I would talk to Kate. And I said, sure. Well, I talked to Kate. I was on vacation and Kate called and we must have talked for close to an hour. And she asked,
what did you talk about?
Well, that's the thing. She asked me a zillion questions
about Southdale.
She wanted how I felt.
History?
She wanted to know, because I told her, which I thought would have been a fun fact in there, that remember Jackson Graves was one of the stores when they first opened.
Yeah.
And I got my Sweet 16 dress there. That was a big thing because that was a fancy store.
Okay.
And my father allowed me to get that after my mother said, you've got to ask your father. And I told her what it had been like. And I was telling her what we used to, how we would go there and really, you know, you could spend the day and hang out. And when I had little kids, I could take you there and we'd go to lunch at the Valley View.
Is that really what you remember the most about the place? You could spend that. I mean, you could say that about any. I mean, do you remember when? So Southdale opened in 1956.
Right.
Do you remember
the actual opening?
Yeah.
No, I'd be lying if I said I really. I remember that everyone was excited because we lived in Edina. And so it was a big deal.
You didn't live in Edina then. You would have still been in Minneapolis.
Oh, when it opened.
Yeah, when it opened. In the early years.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
You were living with your parents.
You're right.
You were just a kid.
I was a kid. I wasn't on my own yet.
You were a kid in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
But what I'm wondering is, because I think part of the reason why the Wall Street Journal chose to focus on Southdale in this story, which is really just about Simon...
It really is.
But I think the reason why they use them as an example of how Simon Property Group is investing in malls instead of saying malls are over. And I think David Simon was tired of hearing, you know, malls are dead. And that's a thing of the past. And he's saying, no, it isn't. If you have a good location and a great property, they're very much alive and kicking. We know that it's sort of a divided thing now where you've got some malls that are just absolutely thriving and others that are absolutely falling apart. But what I'm wondering is, given that it was the first and it was, it was the first enclosed mall in the country. So it is this historic property. Like, do you remember that? Was it novel? Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember it. You know, maybe because I was a teenager and I didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Thinking that way. But no, I don't remember, you know, that kind of excitement. But she was asking me all kinds of things. She asked me a lot about what I think about it now.
Mm. What'd you say? Did you really say?
That's the thing. I did.
What did you say?
I said it's just not a place that you go now because there's no reason to really go there. Mm-hmm. And in fact, her second quote was Kaplan, who still lives in Edina, and here's you know, I'm always your mother these days. You know, it's,
she's
Allison Kaplan's mother.
Yeah.
In this case, okay, it says Kaplan, who still lives in Edina and co-hosts a fashion and shopping-focused local radio program with her daughter.
Oh,
I told her your name.
Good
with her
you.
Daughter.
Oh, sure you did. Sure you did.
Said she spends far less time at Southdale nowadays, stopping by maybe once a month to pick up cosmetics or visit the Apple store.
You didn't say that you still like to pay your bills in person.
I don't do that anymore.
You don't?
I pay on the phone, and I have for a long time.
Okay, we'll save that for the tech report.
But she asked me, you know, what I thought, and I told her all about what's going on there now. So
good on you. Nonetheless, you can add to your LinkedIn profile that you are now a Wall Street Journal certified retail consultant.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, there's not a lot of people who can say they've been in the Wall Street Journal. So that part's kind of fun.
So fun to see your name. I had a friend from Chicago who actually sent me the story last night at like 11 o'clock. He was like, your mom is in the Wall Street Journal. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I made a lot of money off of that, let me tell you. Yeah.
No, you do not get paid for that was
sarcasm.
Okay. All right. When we get back, let's talk a little bit about what it all means. And I think the one thing that the Wall Street Journal missed is talking about, you know, they're laying out everything that's happening there, and there's more that we'll go over, but nobody is saying, is it a surefire thing that it's going to work? We have a very complicated history with luxury retail in this town. Yep. And so what does it mean? Would love your thoughts too. We will discuss when we get back with more Shop Girls.
Some subscriptions just aren't for you.
Honey, when do we subscribe to Potato Lovers Weekly? Cat Lady Today? Mold of the Month Club? The New York Mimes?
But when you become a member at the YMCA in February, you can get a personal training subscription that is right for you. Plus, Y members gain access to virtual Y and group fitness classes.
Wait, mediocre mustaches monthly?
Subscribe to a healthier lifestyle. Join the Y at ymcanorth.org.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. You are listening to Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. We're back together. I'm Allie Kaplan. My mom, Harmony, is here, and so much to discuss. What was your, we started the show, if you're just tuning in, we broke the news about Southdale, that Southdale Center, long-awaited announcement about luxury retail coming to the Edina Mall, which has not exactly been in its heyday for the last couple of decades, really. It's just been a slow, sad decline. And now Gucci, Rolex, Moncler, Burberry, Breitling, Tory Burch, all these stores are coming in. This is just the first wave. There's more to be announced.
Right. And this is all supposed to be open by next year.
Yes, some of it will open later this year.
Kowalski's is supposed to be open
in April. That's happening.
Early spring.
Yes, very soon.
But this was an interesting thing. I was telling a friend of mine about all of these stores, and she said, well, that's not going to fill it. And I said, no, this is a wing that you can get in both from inside and outside over where P.F. Chang's was and that whole area.
Yep.
She said, what are they going to do with the rest of it? And I said, well, that's a good question.
Well, so
because if you walk in there, and, you know, we know where the Apple store is and we know Macy's, but there have been so many storefronts that have either been empty or they must have given short-term leases to stores that you and I have never heard of and will never be there, you know, for long.
Yeah.
And so you can't just put on a luxury wing and think that's going to solve all the problems.
Well, I think, right, and that's what I was saying, that I think I don't feel like, so there's this big story, this is the other part of what we were talking about, the Wall Street Journal did a big story about Simon Properties reinvesting in Southdale. I mean, it should be said that this is not, Simon has owned Southdale since 2007.
Right.
And they're just now, you know, doing
maybe
this.
Maybe we should do something.
Yes. There were a lot of reasons why and a lot of, you know, economic factors. And, you know, finally they're focusing on it. But there isn't a lot of discussion in the story. The story really focuses on this is the future of the mall. The future of the mall is the mixed use that, frankly, Victor Gruen, the architect of Southdale, talked about as this suburban utopia in the 50s.
Yes.
And it never really happened. And his vision wasn't just about shopping under one roof.
And not everybody thought he was right or had good ideas.
Exactly.
Either.
But his vision was there should be housing. There should be work. There should be offices. Everything should be in one place. It should be like a mini city. And I think people kind of rolled their eyes a little bit, it sounds like, at the time. But for a long time, that was how we shopped. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have Amazon. And it was enough to be shopping. And we would loiter as teens. And we would eat. And it's where we went.
There. It was where you got your first jobs.
Well, a lot of people did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially, you know, people who lived in Edina.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
Yeah. But anyway, as things have evolved, it is the reimagining of Southdale and of other Simon malls and malls in general that are are thriving. You don't replace a JCPenney with another anchor store anymore. You reimagine it. And so Southdale really has done that. And while it has felt really bad on the inside, and still kind of does. Yeah. I was there this week and I took photos of, I mean, it's just center court. It's like, hello, could have thrown footballs, beach balls. Nobody would have caught them.
Like Caribou used to be in the middle there. All of, they're gone.
But you can start to see that the reimagining has been going on for years from Restoration Hardware. It started from the perimeter and came in. Restoration Hardware on the outside. Yeah. The hotel, the Homewood Suites, which is a really nice hotel, actually. Then, of course, Lifetime, right? Yeah. And Lifetime Work and Lifetime Sport. And now Lifetime is going to build an apartment right. building. And now you've got Kowalski's. It is really the whole thing coming to fruition. So the big question, to your question, how is it all going to fit? Oh, eventually. I mean, first of all, you've also got Putt Shack coming. You've got all.
Yeah, but you know, what about the main?
Well, you can already see. I mean, like Tory Burch, the signs are up. That's in center court. That's not in this like new area. And there are renderings. If you go to tcbmag.com, you can see a little bit of what this is going to look like.
Okay. And Lululemon is in a temporary spot.
Currently in a temporary spot, but their signs are up too on the second level of center court. So some of these stores
will be there.
Will just fill up all the emptiness that's in center court. And I'm guessing will slowly make its way over to Dave and Buster's. I think they're going to focus on the newer part. But, you know, the signs are up where Kowalski's is. And it looks like Kowalski's will be accessible inside and outside.
Well, I think it'd be a mistake if it wasn't.
I agree. I agree.
There used to be a Red Owl grocery store way back.
Did you shop there? Was that a good store?
Probably. Red Owl. I mean, there were several Red Owl stores.
Yeah, there are historic images of Southdale where you see the Red Owl attached to the mall in the early days. It's funny how things just kind of, what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
But I think it'll fill it up. That's not the issue. And again, they're going to be announcing more. I think the bigger question is, will it work? I mean, it's exciting and it's great. And yeah, there's a lot of money in Edina and there's a lot of money in the Twin Cities, but you know, there has been. And look at how many luxury stores we've lost through the years. Yeah. And look at how Mall of America tried to do this and couldn't get them to come. I think Simon has more pull, but will this community, which is rather modest in its spending, really support all of these luxury stores?
I think that's a really good question. I mean, I don't know how many shoppers there are that really shop those luxury, like a Gucci.
Yeah. Louis Vuitton. I mean, right, Louis Vuitton. Well,
Grant and I were talking last week about some of this.
Yeah.
And are Louis Vuitton and Tiffany's next?
And
are they going to go over to the Southdale?
I don't know. But then again, I mean, also, you know, Burberry, which is going to Southdale. I mean, you know, they've managed to survive. And you walk by that wing of Mall of America and they're kind of on their own with other just sort of typical mall stores. And they've been making it work for more than a decade.
Yeah. But the thing that I think is interesting, too, and we were talking about this, I don't think it's necessarily going to hurt Galleria. I think, you know, my sister, who is a black belt shopper, and that is her, I don't think she's listening, so I can say that. In that area, that's her area.
Yeah.
And when she heard about some of these moves and all that, she said, I don't care. She said, they're across the street from each other. I'll just go to both.
Right.
And I think that that's true. I think, you know, I don't worry about the Galleria because they know what they're doing. And I think there's a lot of that. I mean, that's not a hard one. I also read that there might be a bridge that they build across. You know, I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities.
Look, it makes sense. And I think if there's any place in town where it makes sense, you know, luxury has been tried in downtown Minneapolis. It's been tried in other spots. But the Southdale area, and I mean the whole trade area, that's the place to do it. It is. I mean, absolutely. it makes sense in all ways. And you've already got that critical mass and you've got that shopper and that person who's working there, too. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be rough for the Galleria. I think, you know, they're going to have some shuffling around
know what they've got planned.
They've got more up their sleeves.
ALO, or however you pronounce it, that took the place of Lululemon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hot store right now among all the celebs.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, I think they know what they're doing, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But, you know, it is such a strange change from the time when Southdale was the moderate one.
Absolutely.
It's going to be interesting. When we get back, let's talk about what Target's doing with Target Circle. That's another big retail story this week. That's next. Thanks for tuning in. Your You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, Target had a big week in town here at headquarters in the Twin Cities. It was their first core week since announcing this new strategy where employees had to be in at headquarters. And you could feel the difference in downtown Minneapolis.
Well, there's a lot of employees to Target.
Yeah, not as many as there were, but there were a lot of people downtown, and I think a lot of restaurants probably had a very good week, and that's nice to see, and it makes a difference. Of course, also, there's a lot of people in town for the women's Big Ten tournament.
Yep.
So exciting week, and we've got to talk about Mitch's Market. I know you had her on last week, but I went to it. But anyway, let's talk about Target's news. Target had this core week scheduled to coincide with their quarterly report and their earnings from 2023, which weren't awesome, but there were some bright spots. They ended the year strong.
Yeah, up 58%.
Overall, it's not so good. But fourth quarter, they pulled it out for the holidays.
Yeah.
But they also slipped in a big announcement that to shoppers was really interesting. And that is a rethinking of Target Circle, really to make it a little more like Amazon Prime.
Except cheaper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and in fairness, I mean, you know, when you pay for Amazon, which has gotten more expensive, you know, you get
the television, TV,
I mean, there are others, music, Target doesn't have any of that. So it would be crazy if they were trying to price it that way. But I'm sure they're happy to undercut Amazon in that regard. What is it going to be?
$49 for the first year. It's going to launch on April 7th.
Yep.
$49 for the first year for new members through May 18th. After the first year, it will be $99, except if you are a Target Circle member already, it will stay at $49.
Oh, okay. So this is called, this new paid membership program is called Target Circle 360.
Right.
And what that membership gives you is free same-day delivery from Target's same-day delivery service, shipped, and all of its partners.
And I'll tell you, as somebody who was just recently out of town and ordered from Target, that's a real perk because it's a $10 charge. If you don't belong to Ship, it's a $10 charge. And then based on what you buy, obviously you give a tip to the driver.
Sure, sure.
So there was one day when we first got there and I ordered quite a bit. It cost me $23.
On top of what you bought.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's a lot.
Sure. Sure.
So
A lot for a convenience.
Yes.
The other thing that I'm excited about, besides the membership program, they are finally, and I say this to every checkout person and they stare at me blankly, but I have the Target app. I'm a member of Target Circle and I stand there in line and then I don't have the right deals pulled up on the app. You know, been in the aisles and I've seen that something is buy one, get one 50% off, but I haven't selected that on the app because I just saw it on the shelf and I can't make it all connect. And I feel like I miss out on things and it feels like a lot of work on my end as the consumer. I want to just present them with my Target Circle
and
have them do it. And that's what they're finally going to do.
Yes.
They listened.
Makes a lot of sense.
So much sense. What they said is you'll automatically get those deals applied at checkout so you can feel confident you're getting the best deal every time without having to search for or add individual offers. Thank you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Exactly. And the other thing is that you have no rush returns. You get an extra 30 days to return your items. So, you know, that's a good deal too. I think that, you know, it makes sense. I think it will be popular.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be really, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be, I mean, I think for those of us here who are Target, you know,
even
devotees.
Beyonce shops at Target.
Everybody loves Target.
I just read today about how she likes to wear a black hoodie and that when she's just dressed with a black hoodie on, people don't usually recognize her and she can just make her Target run.
Can you imagine?
Yep.
That you're just standing there picking out nail polish next to Beyonce and you didn't know.
Sure.
Now I'm going to look at everybody with a black hoodie a little differently. Yeah. Is it always black? Is her hoodie always black?
Yep.
Okay.
Apparently.
She doesn't wear her cowboy hat. That would be a giveaway.
I guess not. No.
Right.
No.
Well, this seems like a good move. Certainly simplifying everything about using their app and Target Circle makes so much sense. The membership thing, I don't know. I mean, I love Target. I will always choose Target over its competitors. I will. Yeah. It's the hometown team. However, I'm not going to rush to buy the membership. I don't really feel the need. And I will say, now having a child away out of town at college in a city that has Target, I have found it not to work. I always try to, like, if I'm sending him stuff, I'll try to do it from Target first. And it has not been, I haven't had.
Why? What has been the problem?
Okay, it's New York, first of all. Yeah. And I just think, you know, that it just always feels like it's easier and faster to order him stuff from Amazon there. I hate to say it, but it's true. So I don't think Target has it completely, you know, I mean, they're not ready to go head to head on the whole delivery thing. And I think that's why the lower price is a good thing. But hopefully it'll keep them competitive.
So, and along with all of that, I mean, they don't sit still. They do keep moving. They've officially launched a new owned toy brand, their own brand called, I love the name, it's called Gigglescape.
Cute.
Gigglescape.
Yeah.
But the great thing is the assortment is $20 and under, and most of the plush toys are $10 or less, and books are $5.
Hmm.
And so they just started this, and they will have a bigger assortment as time goes on, and they'll add games and puzzles and all that. And they said that kid-related categories are very big for Target. And so, you know, they are constantly, they're constantly sort of reinventing.
Do you think, what are those plush things that your younger
Squishmallows.
Don't you think this is their attempt at competing?
They have some Squishmallows at Target. I have bought some.
Oh, okay.
So there.
All right.
Well, I'm quite familiar with Squishmallows.
Gigglescape is cute. And of course, DVF, Diane von Furstenberg, the collection with Target launches.
I haven't seen it.
On your birthday.
Oh, it doesn't launch.
That's what we're doing on your birthday. We're going to Target.
And you're
going to
buy me the whole collection?
We're going to try to get a couple wrap dresses before they sell out.
That's not easy to do.
Yeah.
We'll probably have to be there at dawn.
It's on March 23rd. That's going to be one where you are going to want to log on in the evening on March 22nd and keep hitting refresh, because I'm guessing that typically things come online, you know, late at night, and it would not be a surprise if that one sells out. I think it's going to be really popular.
Well, I would guess that you're probably right about that.
Yeah, yeah. So. Okay, let's just mention, because I want people to have all of the minutes of this day. If you're listening live on Saturday, and if you're listening later, I'm so sorry. We'll tell you about the next market. But Mitch Berthume has done it again. She has done a market in a place where she's been before.
Right.
For the holidays years ago in City Center, downtown, on the first floor. This is the Big Ten market in support of all of the games going on this weekend.
Right.
I walked in a couple days ago, and I was Thursday, and I was shocked. I had no idea it was going to be that big.
It's huge.
I thought she was going to have, you know, 5-10 little tables. No, this thing is huge, and there are so many good brands. And what's so fun is it's all Minnesota brands, but a lot of them have really taken the time to do things related to basketball.
And this is what she was talking about last week. She was talking about, like, those clear pouches that you need instead of a regular handbag when you go to a game.
Yeah.
And but they've got these zippers that are in all the colors of the teams.
Yes.
So you can, you know, support
and
your
lanyards,
team. Yeah.
Which are very popular with the kids, you know, because you have to have, like, your student ID. You see them all wearing them on campuses.
Right.
You can get them in any color combo. It makes a fun gift for a high school graduation or someone away at college. Or, you know, if you work in an office where you have to have your key card with you, they're great for that. And Katie, Katie White, the jewelry designer. Isn't that her name? Katie White? Yes. Mitchell texts me.
I don't know.
We had her on the show over the holidays. She did the holiday markets. And I got those cute earrings, the pink with, like, the pink hoops.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Anyway, she did these basketball hair clips, and headbands that have basketballs all over them. Oh, and here's cute. The funniest. So Wendy Blackshaw, who is like making all of this happen, she leads Minnesota sports and events, and she's the one who is literally bringing all of these amazing championships to town, the gymnastics this summer, NCAA right now. We were both at an event on Thursday night, the Taste of the Twin Cities,
right.
Recognizing women leaders.
Where you were honored.
I somehow snuck in you among were. The leaders.
We talked about it last week.
It was very nice. Yeah. It was very nice. I was very honored. And Wendy Blackshaw got the Trailblazer Award, which she did not know. It was everyone else knew.
Oh, but she didn't.
She didn't know. She Good didn't she know. And Diana Pierce was there looking lovely, did this introduction, and surprise, surprise, it's Wendy Blackshaw. And she has to come up on stage, and she was wearing her basketball headband.
Oh, was she really?
So it was perfect. I mean, she was wearing a dress, too.
Good, good, good. Yeah,
it was perfect, you know, very on brand, but it was so funny because she's like, oh, my God, if I had known, I totally would have washed my hair. We've all had those moments, sure. But, you know, it was just very funny. Great. So next hour, we're going to talk to one of the vendors who was really fun to meet from that event. But definitely
so that market is going on this
today.
Well, today it started Wednesday.
Yeah, it goes through today.
Okay, but then it's next week as well.
Oh, yeah, more basketball.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Next week as well, the same date.
Okay, today until 6 o'clock. But I just wanted to mention it, even though we're talking next hour, because I really want people to go. And there is just, there's a good energy downtown. And even if you're just, you could park on the street, you could park near City Center and just go shop. You will have a good time. There is just a lot going on there, and it's really fun. So that is that. When we get back, we're going to do Who's Look. We have a fun quiz, or so you tell me, coming up a little later. Yep. What is this? What is this about? It's
it
about
has
the Oscars.
To do with the Oscars.
Oh my
the
gosh!
Red carpet.
Are you ready for the Oscars?
I have got the outfit picked out. Yes.
You do.
Uh-huh.
You do.
It would be my 1987 Twins World Series sweatshirt.
Oh, perfect.
But I wear Tiara.
Okay, good.
So
you've got it covered.
It's okay.
Okay, we'll be back with more Shop Girls right after this. You're listening to Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in on a busy and fun Saturday. Lots to get to. Busy, busy award show. Are you ready for the awards to be over?
Yeah, because the same people just keep winning every award. And it's kind of like, okay.
You think Barbie will pull it out? Wouldn't it be funny if Barbie upset everything at the
Oscars?
I wish
she would, but she won't. Yeah. Oppenheimer will win.
Yeah.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
Yes.
Do you like it? I haven't seen it.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Okay.
all right. Well, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about silk pajamas and sequins and sequined underwear. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. It's time for Whose Look Is It Anyway?
I can't believe she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the shop girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
Can we begin with Zendaya?
Yeah, let's.
Because, I mean, we know she can do no wrong.
I mean, I just have to say that all of the fashion publications and celebrity pubs love when she has a big movie launch because it's endless good content for the feeds.
But in this case, she actually was at a daytime event. It was for Essence Black Women in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And her red carpet look was jeans.
I love it.
But she looked amazing.
Okay, she looks a little uncomfortable to me.
That's what I was going to say. Let's talk about the outfit first. I mean, she was wearing jeans that are couture jeans from Jean-Paul Gaultier Spring 2020 runway show.
Well, Spring 2020?
2020.
Oh, yeah. Pulled them out of her closet, did she?
Well, maybe. Or out of their closet. Loose-fitting denim, you know, cuffed. But she was wearing them with a boned corset that had sheer paneling and silver embellishments, a silver belt, and of course a high heel. But the thing that I practically couldn't speak.
I was going to say, are you choking just looking at her cuff necklace?
Yeah, you can't call it just a silver choker.
Neck cuff.
It was a cuff that literally went from under her chin all the way to, I looked and I was going.
I mean, it's a continuation of her whole like robot Dune futuristic thing that she's been doing. And I like how she's continuing that theme. But oh, my God, I am choking just looking at
this.
I don't know how she did it.
I don't think she could eat.
No. And if you see her smile doesn't look really sincere. I don't think she's comfortable.
Well, would you be comfortable?
No, but I do love that she is making it all very accessible with those jeans that look like a style we'd all want. And you don't need to buy designer to get this look.
Right. It's just, especially now.
It's baggy and she has them cuffed and she's wearing them with pointy toe heels. And we can all do that, ladies.
Yes. But I can't do the corset, so.
No corset.
I'll have to find a corset. A loose t-shirt.
No, thank you.
Okay, Sydney Sweeney.
Wait, who is that again?
What'd you say?
Who's that?
Sydney Sweeney. She was just the host on Saturday Night Live. Her big rom-com is what kind of made her known by everyone, but I can't think of the name of it. Anyone but you, or something like that. She was pretty good, actually, on Saturday Night Live. Anyway. She was out during Paris Fashion Week in something we all own, of course, jeweled underwear by Miu Miu. These are only
looks a little like a diaper. I'm just going to say
a fancy diaper.
Well, but because of the material, it's like very thick.
Sequined.
This is not a comfortable.
Well, you could wear Depends or you could wear sequined underwear.
Yeah.
$5,800.
Uh-huh.
Which she was wearing with a tuxedo jacket and some kind of a halter top. But I mean, she looks silly. And I don't even begin to understand the reason or the point for this.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to treat myself to that.
I don't know.
You know what I would be far more comfortable in?
What?
Is what Kelly Ripa was wearing.
What was she wearing?
She was out wearing a silk two-piece pajama set, but with high heels.
Mm.
You know, which then I guess makes it okay to wear your pajamas out.
It's not really pajamas.
Well, it's silk. Shirt and trouser set that they call pajamas and in style. And if they say it, it must be true.
Do we know where she was going?
Actually, she was spotted leaving the Watch What Happens Live from their studio.
Her husband is rather casual too, so maybe it really is pajamas, but she just put heels on and then everything is better.
The pajamas, which is kind of a cute look, they had... it had kind of they called it an eccentric print of hands holding martini glasses and cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wore high heels with this. She looked very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
I'll give it a thumbs up.
I would like to do that.
Okay, what about Tracee Ellis Ross?
She is amazing, I think.
Is.
And I know Lexi has the picture up already because she was wearing something to the Women in Music Award show. I don't really know how to explain it well.
I'm surprised you like this, actually.
I like it on her. I don't think I would be wearing it. It's draped. The whole thing is draped. A very low...
Incredibly draped.
Neckline.
A little drapery looking.
With cutouts over her abs and on the sides. But even the skirt is draped. And it's black and red and white and kind of gray. Very unique, as she always does, and shoes that kind of have that unique look too. The shoes are, I guess it's orange and not red. But
here's my biggest takeaway.
I want to finish my sentence.
Sorry.
They're leather shoes, round toe heel, but like a trumpet.
Round
toe and a trumpet heel.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, very unique looking.
It's a confusing time, I will say, for shoes because it's like, are we supposed to go pointy or are we supposed to go round toe?
I think you go the way you want.
It's both.
Yeah.
It is definitely both.
I think you can do that.
I would just say I don't particularly like this dress and I don't think anybody else could even pull it off.
No,
and it's a dress that looks good on a red carpet when you're holding your arms a certain way. If you're just walking and being in the world, not that great.
Yeah, but that's true of a lot of
them. What I love, love, love about Tracee Ellis Ross is you can see her exuberance and joy for clothing.
She loves it.
And it comes across. And so she's happy and she's smiling. And that's how we all want to feel. And it's more about that feeling than the thing. She can wear whatever she wants.
Absolutely.
She looks great and happy because she's having so much
fun. And we have a little bit of time so we can talk about Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah.
Or not. I mean, I don't know what this is. It's a very low cut dress, accentuating her boobies. And it is black. They called it in Bazaar a waterfall of black sequins embroidered onto a sheer fishnet base.
Yeah.
Halter style, a lot of bareness, I think not very pretty.
Well, you know what, though? I mean, good for her that she could shimmy into this.
Okay, if you think so.
I think she looks pretty. That's fine.
Do you really?
We will have so much more tomorrow night at the Oscars.
Ooh, yes.
We'll be talking about it in real time on the socials and back here to talk about it next week. But we have another hour of the Shop Girls coming up right after this. Don't go away.